Hello, I am Joshua P. Warren, and this is Joshua P. Warren Daily. Let me tell you what I did last night. And this really began last year. Because last year, I was with Lauren, and we were having lunch with my friend, Dr. John Alexander, and his wife, Victoria. And we started talking about psychic power and, you know, ESP in general, and how that some of that might be applied to the idea of gambling. And it was at that time that John said, well, you know, there is this group of remote viewers that gets together about once a year at the South Point Casino Resort. And they have a conference, and then they try to go off and win things because they've already viewed the outcomes. And he said, and there is there's a fella named Joe Gallenberger who has a group of PK students, psychokinesis, telekinesis students. And they're doing workshops here all the time, and they are using PK in order to influence the outcome of slot machines and dice. Dice is most prominently utilized in a game called craps, in which you toss the dice down and various combinations will produce various outcomes. And so he was like, surely you've met Joe Gallenberger. And I said, I don't think I have, no. And what's funny is that over the months since then, time and time again, people have come up to me and said, I'm sure you know Dr. Joe Gallenberger. And I say, I don't think I've met him. And they're like, really? Even Captain Ron, who is at my event that I did here in Vegas last month, even he was like, oh, I can't believe you haven't met Joe Gallenberger. So I knew I had to meet this guy, the guy who's into PK. And turns out, well, this weekend, they're having the big remote viewer conference at the South Point. And this year, I think it might be a little bit different because two groups are teamed up here. You have one group that's producing it called the IRVA, which is the International Remote Viewing Association. And then we have the SSE, which is the Society for Scientific Exploration. So, and that's, that I think that just covers a lot of interesting territory. And one of their speakers at the event was Dr. Joe Gallenberger. And so I was like, man, I don't have the time to go and do this entire event, but I knew I had to go and see Joe Gallenberger. And so I talked to John Alexander, you know, Dr. John, he was kind enough to speak at my event as well. And so I arranged to go and check out Joe Gallenberger's show, his talk. And in the meantime, I started watching videos of him being interviewed. And I'd ordered a couple of his books. One is called Inner Vegas. And I think the other one's called Liquid Luck. I don't have it in front of me. So I was reading his material, watching videos already. So I had an idea of his approach. But here is the shocker, okay? Again, all these people are saying, huh, you must know him. Well, Joe Gallenberger lives in, of all places, Hendersonville, North Carolina, which is right down the road from my hometown of Asheville, North Carolina. I mean, I have lots of great friends who live in Hendersonville, and I'm there frequently. And so probably almost as long as I've been alive, this guy has lived right down the road from me in North Carolina. And yet, I only run into him when we're here doing this Vegas stuff. So that's pretty ironic. My understanding is he works as a clinical psychologist there around Hendersonville. And then he started over 30 years ago experimenting with psychokinesis. He got involved with the Monroe Institute and started basically using Vegas as a big PK lab or a PK classroom, which is exactly the kind of stuff that's you know what I do here as well. And he does a good job of pointing out a couple things about that. For one thing, if you're going to do PK, and again, if you're a little cloudy on what I'm talking about, PK is what some people think of as mind over matter, which is it's like being the Jedi and making the lightsaber zip across the room into your hand. It's being able to move objects without directly touching them using normal means. And so, it can be very, very tiny. It can work on a subatomic scale, or it could work on a large, massive scale, like controlling the weather or something like that. So he was saying that, you know, in a typical lab setting, that in order to experiment with these things where you're dealing with statistics and odds, you need sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment in place in order to ensure everything is running accurately. And in Vegas, well, everything is already set up legally to work accurately. Otherwise, people can go to prison. I mean, so there's a lot of oversight here in how each one of these machines and tables are run. And so right off the bat, you feel like you've got a foolproof system here, especially if you're in a notable casino that's going to be about as good as what you might be able to cobble together in a lab. Secondly, and this is something that I've always talked about, it seems like a big component of being successful is having some exciting motivation. And he said, if you're in a laboratory and the motivation is to, you know, make the red light turn on, well, that might be exciting the first three or four times, and then it gets boring really fast. But when you're in a situation where there's electricity in the air and you're being rewarded with money for being successful, it taps into a stronger, more realistic instinct. And so I agree wholeheartedly with that point as well. So anyhow, last night I went to the South Point, and when I got there, I took a seat, and very quickly, of course, I ran into Dr. John, and then I was surprised to see my old pal Patrick Weege there. I knew that he had some involvement in this, but I haven't seen Patrick in person in probably 15 years. And Patrick Weege is just a fantastic author and publisher. He has written some great books and published. He used to publish The Anomalist. He probably still does. He published one of my favorite books on ghosts and apparitions, and just a really cool guy. I actually, 15 years ago or so, I hired him and Lauren Coleman and some other folks to come down to Asheville when I was doing a conference at the Grove Park Inn Resort and Spa, and he was one of my speakers. And Patrick says he doesn't speak that often, so it was cool to see him again. Patrick is he's a tall, lean man. And now that he has aged for the past 15 years, he looks just as youthful as ever, but all his hair is snow white. He looks like a cross between Mark Twain and Albert Einstein. Very distinguished-looking man, and just a super nice fellow. And so it was cool to run into him. He said that he now lives in Virginia. When I was in contact with him before, he was in New York, but he's in Virginia. And which is kind of funny, because North Carolina, Virginia, that area, it seems to have a lot of, you know, ESP kind of stuff going on, UFO kind of stuff. A lot of people end up in that area, in that part of the world. So anyway, that said, Joe Gallenberger, who I understand is almost 70, he gave his presentation, which was very direct and pretty simple. I mean, he didn't have a PowerPoint or any visuals. He just stood there and talked with the microphone, and occasionally he'd pull out a card and look at some notes, and you could tell he was very comfortable doing this, and then he took questions. Here's what I'll tell you right off the bat, because, you know, I'm always looking for anything new, right? You know, it's a new way of thinking about something. And what I can tell you is that everything that he has talked about is right in line with things that I've talked about. So, I mean, I feel very proud of that fact, that, you know, it wasn't like he brought up something that I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. So it shows you, I think I've done a pretty thorough job of trying to understand this manifestation process. A lot of the stuff that he talks about is similar to the things in my book, Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. But I think if you take Use the Force and you use it hand in hand with my new ebook called Finding Your Magic, you're going to be unstoppable. Okay, you take the lessons from both of those that apply most to your personality, you're going to do amazing things. So I took some notes here. For one thing, he doesn't really like the phrasing of mind over matter, because he said he thinks that the mind is just like the steering wheel. That, you know, a steering wheel on a car doesn't do any good if the car is out of gas. And that the mind is the steering wheel that guides the energy, but the real source of power is the energy, and he calls it the energy of an open heart. And what he means by that, in so many ways, is that always be in a good mood. And that's what I always say when I'm talking about manifestation work, especially if you're going to go into a casino. Don't walk into a casino when you're feeling weak or tired or depressed or down. Because I view a lot of this as just sympathetic resonance, that, you know, whatever you send out is what you're going to get back. And if you're feeling down and you can't get out of that sensation, then don't be projecting it. Wait until you're feeling good. And he had mentioned in one of his I think videos that sometimes when he would come to Vegas, because of the time difference and just all the stress of travel, he'd wait 3 or 4 days to just sort of get rested up and readjusted before he would go into a casino and start trying to gamble. So most of what he talked about was having a really good, positive, sort of playful attitude. Remaining grounded, meaning that, you know, you don't get carried away. But also, many people will tell you the biggest, if you want to call it lesson or superstition or whatever in Vegas, is don't play with scared money. So in other words, don't play with money that has fear attached to it. You're like, oh my God, if I don't win, I'm screwed. You know, I can't pay my bills. That's the wrong attitude. You know, you should go in there only with money that you've put aside to play with. And so essentially, you know, if you go into a casino and you're like, okay, I can afford to lose $20 and that's my limit, well, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to lose $20. So you don't want to go in already planning how much you can afford to lose. What you do want to do is just set aside a certain amount of money and say, this is my play money. Okay, whatever happens with it, it's meant for fun. And to think of that as an investment, to visualize each dollar as a seed that you're planting, that one way or another is going to grow into something positive for you. But, you know, have fun. Think of all the things you're grateful for in life while you're in there. Anything that makes you feel better. And, of course, there are little tricks, like some people will meditate before they go, or he's a big fan of binaural beats, and which is, you know, audio that you listen to that stimulates the brain in a certain way. He says avoid Keno. He doesn't think that's a good game to play. He says always know the rules of the game. But otherwise, you know, just be joyful and, you know, again, think of it as play money. And that's the gist of it, really. I mean, he's written a lot and he's done a lot of experiments. And he's also a big fan of getting groups of people together to gamble all at once, which is great for craps, because even though, to be honest with you, I have never played craps, I understand that what you do is just sort of gather around a table, and then one person is placing the bet, meaning like he or she is throwing the dice, but everybody else can also place a bet. So you're all kind of winning or losing together, regardless of who's throwing the dice. And so it becomes a group communal type of experience. And he talks about, you know, having that excitement and that love, and that when one person is doing well, they can turn and hug somebody else. And it's almost like you can sense that energy of success being transferred from one person to another. So pretty interesting. That's the gist of it. So afterward, Patrick introduced me to Dr. Joe Gallenberger, and a very nice, warm man, soothing demeanor. And so I told him, it's amazing that, you know, you're from Henderson, well, you live in Hendersonville, and I've been in Asheville most of my life, and we haven't crossed paths, apparently. We exchange contact information, and maybe we'll be able to work on some projects at some point. But now I've met Joe Gallenberger, and if anything, it reinforced everything that I believed already about manifestation, that if there's a way to do this, we're all on the right same track together. So that was a cool experience, and that's one thing I love about being in this town, is that it seems like a lot of people, sooner or later, work their way to this town. And you get to see whoever you want to see one way or another, and usually pretty quickly. So listen, there's one more thing I want to tell you that I think you'll find intriguing before I wrap up this podcast for today. Lauren and I got together and had dinner with Murray the Magician and his girlfriend, Dani Elizabeth, who is one of the most prominent showgirls in all of Las Vegas. She hosts the show Crazy Girls at Planet Hollywood, which has been around for decades. And we got together with them, had a great dinner experience. And again, this was the day after I interviewed Murray. And I was sitting there talking to him at dinner. And I said, you know, Murray, I think I've gotten to know you a little too well. Because when I was interviewing you, I realized after the fact that I should have asked you a question that would usually be obvious to me. But I've gotten so used to seeing you that I didn't think to ask you. What's up with the hair? So if you, maybe you only heard me interview him, but if you go look at Murray the Magician, Murray Sawchuk, he is famous for having this kind of crazy, sort of bleach blonde looking hair that is, it's just all over the place. And then he's got, you know, some kind of thick-rimmed, bluish sunglass-looking glasses he wears. And so it almost creates an iconic little image. I said, what's up with the hair? Because I've seen pictures of him when he was younger, and he didn't have the crazy hair. So I was like, what was that? You know, I always think of that moment in the movie Chaplin when they portray Charlie Chaplin looking over and seeing the hat and the cane for the first time, and there's sparkles in the air, and he transforms into the little tramp that made him an international superstar. And even that's being satirized in that movie. But I was like, when was this moment for you when all this clicked together? And he said, well, he goes, there are a couple things. He said, for one thing, I was on a camping trip. And he said, I got up to fix breakfast, and my hair was a big, crazy mess. And I wasn't even concerned with that because I'm camping. And he said, next thing I knew, there were some attractive females that came along. And they sat down and started telling me how cute I was with my hair like that. So that made an impression on him, just to have some ladies tell him that he looked cute that way. But then he said, furthermore, at that time, Rod Stewart was extremely popular, and all over MTV and such. And Rod Stewart was known for having this kind of trademark crazy hair. And so he sort of put two and two together and just started teasing his hair up, looking all, you know, out of the ordinary. And people remembered it, and they loved it. And it's funny how when you're trying to make it in show business, any little thing that will allow you to stand out is helpful. I mean, people talk about Zach Bagans having the Zach fin, you know, where he teased his hair up into a big black shark fin on top of his head. And so But you know, that's the story. And I tell you something else that's kind of funny. He brought up that he goes, "Yeah, I'm supposedly related to an American writer," because you know Murray's from Canada. He said, "I am related to Samuel Clemens." And I said, "Mark Twain?" He goes, "Yeah." And he said that it's been confirmed that he is cousins with Mark Twain. But because he is from Canada, Murray did not fully realize just what a literary giant Mark Twain was. And I guess you could say is. So, I mean, I know all kinds of personal information about Mark Twain. I think most people who are professional writers in the United States certainly they know their Mark Twain pretty well. And I was like, that's incredible, you know. So I was telling him some stuff about Mark Twain that that he didn't know. And so it's kind of interesting that I brought up Mark Twain earlier in this podcast when talking about the appearance of Patrick Weege. But somehow or other, everything always comes full circle, doesn't it? It wraps up into a nice little package with a bow on top of it. And I'm about to go off this evening and do something else that's extraordinary. But I don't like to talk about these things in advance. I rather tell you about it after it's done, because if I tell you what I'm going to do before I do it, then that might influence what I'm about to do in some unexpected way that could be detrimental. It creates security issues. I mean, let me tell you, there are some wacky people out there. So I'm doing something exciting again this evening, which I'll be telling you about in my next podcast. But I want to reiterate and emphasize something to you right now. If you go to my Twitter page, you'll see that I posted a photograph showing part of my latest batch of magic wands that are on their way out the door. I took that picture before because these wands, they're selling like you would not believe all over the world. And what I did, of course, was put together a package. It's a manifestation package that has my new ebook, Finding Your Magic, with the audiobook of me reading Finding Your Magic, with a handcrafted wand and instructions. And look, maybe you already have a piece of what you call orgonite or an orgon accumulator. Doesn't matter to me, because what you have pales in comparison to the very specific research and time that was put into the construction of this wand with 18 karat gold on the handle, so that it takes whatever your intention is and magnifies it. And it's charged, it is designed specifically above all else to attract money and wellness, which is why I call it the Money and Wellness Wand. So I want you to go look at my Twitter feed and see a picture of this batch. My Twitter is at Joshua P. Warren. If you go to joshuapwarren.com, you'll find a link to it. And it's funny because I've gotten emails from people like my friend David up there in Canada. I guess he won't mind me using his name, saying, "Man," he goes, "do you really make, you know, all those wands by hand? And you know, have you ever taken them all and used them together?" And so I wrote him back and said, "Yeah, you know, Lauren and I, we work together to create every single one of these handmade wands. I am the wand designer, and so I will take credit for coming up with the initial vision for the entire wand, and then we start working together and both of us getting our hands dirty." And it's really, each one is a very specific custom-made work of art. But I only do these things in special batches. So if you are one of those people who is interested in getting one of these, I'm going to stop taking new orders for things that are not made yet. I might push it till Monday morning at the latest. So we're just a couple days away. And then at that point, it happens every time I debut a wand. I'll sell out, and then somebody will email me and beg me to make just one more. And it doesn't work that way. I get all my materials together and sit down and work on this, and I'm like, that's it. It's done. That's the batch, and move on. So I'm not going to break out everything just to make one more wand for you. So that's why I emphasize you have a certain amount of time to order this when you're guaranteed to get it. Other than that, you know, maybe in the future someday I will do this again, but maybe I won't. So anyway, if you would like to get one of these wands, I'm giving you, I guess, your last 48 hours of notice here. Go to youwillmanifest.com, youwillmanifest.com. You get the ebook, you get the audiobook, you get the wand, and if you get this stuff and you're not happy for any reason, it has a 100% money-back guarantee. I will personally sit down and refund your money, and it's that simple. Okay, so I don't know why you wouldn't do this. I'm making some bold claims, but that's fine because I'm backing it up with a refund. So youwillmanifest.com is the place to go learn more about that. Youwillmanifest.com. Okay, my friends, that is it for today's podcast. I have to get ready to go out the door here. Again, I have a very exciting evening in store, and I will probably leave you a podcast tomorrow and tell you more about what happened. So enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon.